This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The heavily armed Russian Wagner Group mercenaries and their leader, Yevgeny Prigozhin, who advanced most of the way to Moscow before turning back Saturday following a deal mediated by Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko, de-escalating a major challenge to President Vladimir Putin's grip on power. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Saturday that Lukashenko had offered to mediate the situation with Russian President Vladimir Putin's agreement because Lukashenko had known Prigozhin personally for about 20 years. Under the agreement, Peskov said, Prigozhin will move to Belarus. Peskov added the criminal case for attempting a coup against Prigozhin would be dropped. Yevgeny Prigozhin, a former Putin ally and founder of the Wagner Group, had said earlier that his group had gotten within 200 kilometers of the capital, Moscow, but that could not be verified. Earlier, Moscow had deployed soldiers in preparation and taken other security steps in anticipation of the soldiers' arrival. There was no immediate word from President Putin on the apparent deal. As that situation developed Saturday, the White House issued a statement saying U.S. President Joe Biden had spoken with French President Emmanuel Macron, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, and British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak about the situation in Russia. The statement said the leaders discussed it and all affirmed their unwavering support for Ukraine. The Pentagon issued a similar statement saying Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin spoke Saturday with defense ministers from Canada, France, Germany, Poland, and the U.K. to discuss the situation in Russia. The United States said they would stay in close coordination with its allies and partners as the situation developed. Secretary Austin also reiterated that the support by the U.S. for Ukraine would not change. The State Department issued a similar statement. More information on this story can be found on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. China's capital city is experiencing a record-breaking heat wave, and people in Beijing and parts of northern China are being urged to stay indoors. Associated Press correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Authorities in China are issuing red alerts after temperatures in Beijing soar above 104 degrees Fahrenheit for a third consecutive day. In China's four-tier weather alert system, the red indicates the most extreme conditions, and residents who were looking to celebrate the Dragon Boat Festival, a three-day public holiday, are now being asked to avoid the outdoors and shield from the sun. Similar temperatures recently hit other Asian countries, with scientists saying it's a result of rising global temperatures, partly caused by the burning of fossil fuels. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
The Royal Canadian Mounted Police, or RCMP, Saturday joined the Canadian Transportation Safety Board in announcing they are each conducting separate investigations into the loss of the Titan submersible and the five-man team that perished this week as they attempted to descend to the wreckage of the Titanic in the North Atlantic. RCMP Superintendent Kent Osmond, at a news conference in St. John's, announced the investigation.
A team of investigators has been established with the sole purpose of answering the question of whether or not a full investigation by the RCMP is warranted. Such an investigation will proceed only if our examination of the circumstances indicate criminal, federal, or provincial laws may possibly have been broken.
At a separate news conference in St. John's, Canadian TSB Chair Kathy Fox said the Transportation Safety Board is investigating the incident purely from a safety perspective, and they've been speaking with those who traveled on Titan's mothership, Polar Prince. She said all involved have been cooperating with their investigation. Travelers looking for environmentally friendly airplane fuel may have to wait a while, and when it is available, they may have to pay more for it. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Sustainability was a hot topic at the Paris Air Show, a major event which just wrapped up. The aviation industry faces pressure to reduce the climate-changing greenhouse gases and meet its net zero emissions goal by 2050. Until electric-powered aircraft are ready to fly, sustainable fuel made from used cooking oil and plant material is the best hope, but it only accounts for 0.1% of all jet fuel, costs more, and is in low supply. It's also likely to push up plane ticket costs. Already flyers can pay more for carbon offsets, a practice critics in some cases question as legitimate. I'm Julie Walker.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com 24 hours a day. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.